New Orleans terrorist Shams ad-Din Jabbar wore Mark Zuckerberg's Meta smart glasses during attack. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 6, 2025. Shams ad-Din Jabbar wore Meta smart glasses while carried out his terrorist attack during the early hours of New Year's Day in New Orleans, killing 14 and wounding 35 others, the FBI says. Meta glasses appear to look like regular glasses, but they allow a user to record videos and take photos hand-free. They also allow the user to potentially live-stream their video, FBI Special Agent in Charge, SAC, Lionel Murthal explained during a Sunday press conference. Jabbar was wearing a pair of Meta glasses when he conducted the attack on Bourbon Street, but he did not activate the glasses to live-stream his actions that day, Murthal added. Breitbart News has reported extensively on Zuckerberg's partnership with Ray-Ban to product smart glasses with creepy privacy implications, like the ability to record and stream anything the wearer looks at. Meta has confirmed it will use video and pictures captures by its smart glasses to train AI. According to law enforcement officials, Jabbar used his smart glasses to record a previous visit to his target. Agent Murthal revealed that Jabbar had also visited New Orleans in October, and used the Meta glasses to film a bicycle tour of the French Quarter as he plotted this hideous attack. Jabbar made at least two trips to New Orleans in the months prior to the attack. One in October, and the other, a month later. In November of 2024, Murthal revealed, adding that the terrorist stayed at a rental home in New Orleans, beginning October 30, 2024. During that time, Jabbar, using Meta glasses, recorded a video as he rode through the French Quarter on a bicycle, Murthal explained. The FBI agent then showed video footage Jabbar had captured with his Meta glasses during his bicycle ride through the French Quarter in October. As we continue to learn more about that trip, we ask anyone who may have seen or interacting with him to contact us, Murthal said. The FBI also shared video footage showing Jabbar placing IEDs on Bourbon Street, providing a timeline of the events that transpired. Murthal explained that Jabbar is estimated to have entered Louisiana on December 31, 2024 at approximately 2:30 p.m. The terrorist then rented a vehicle that was seen again in Gonzales, Louisiana, around 9 p.m. on December 31. The FBI said, adding that by 10 p.m. home camera footage shows Jabbar unloading the white pickup truck in New Orleans outside a rental home on Mandeville Street. Just under 3 hours later, at 12:41 a.m. on New Year's morning, Jabbar parked the truck and walked to Royal and Governor Nichols Street. Murthal said, adding that Jabbar placed the first ID in the cooler at Bourbon and St. Peter's Street at 1:53 a.m. Someone on Bourbon Street, who we have no reason to believe was involved, dragged the cooler a block to Bourbon in Orleans, where our team found it after the attack, Murthal continued, adding, Jabbar placed a second ID in a bucket-type cooler at 2:20 a.m. on Bourbon and Toulouse Streets. Then at 3:15 a.m. Jabbar used his pickup truck as a lethal weapon before crashing into the construction equipment and was stopped by the brave men and women of NOPD, the FBI agent said. Shortly after 5 a.m. a fire was reported at the rental home in the Mandeville Street location in New Orleans, and the New Orleans Fire Department found explosive devices on scene after entering the home, Murthal added. Murthal went on to say, we strongly believe Jabbar was solely responsible for the fire on the Mandeville Street home, in New Orleans, noting, we determined that he set the fire before heading to Bourbon Street. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.